KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
You held me like a heartbeat. Each word like a snowflake. I yearn for the distance to slowly fade away. We are.
Welcome to KX 93.5 Takeover. I'm your guest DJ, Kay Matee. I'm here in the studio with James Prebram of the Eco Warrior Foundation, Mo Langley with the Sandy Feet Initiative, and the legendary Karen Petty of Karen Petty, the artist. Welcome, everyone. First of all, before we get too far along, I would like to take a moment to thank our first donor, who's a friend of mine who wishes to remain anonymous. He's donated $300 to start us off. And also the 14-year-old Ma'el Matee, who is my son, who is donating $10 a month of his dog walking money.
Wow.
To renew his annual
sweet.
Membership.
Nice smile.
Yes. He doesn't know that yet, but no. No, I'm teasing. He does. We talked about that. First off, just to get a few housekeeping things out of the way, you are welcome to donate online. It's kx93.5.com/takeover. You can do that now or anytime this week, but we'd prefer if you could do it during this hour. Also, you can call it in. You can call 949-715-5936, which will take you live on the air with us. Or if you prefer, you can call the office at 949-715-4859 and give the donation to Monica. So, as I mentioned, I'm the proud mother of a 14-year-old, Ma'el Mati, who's at Thurston Middle School. Shout out to Thurston. He happened to be the first of the Mati family to have the honor of taking the microphone at KX 93.5 in 2014. Ma'el was invited to come on the show as the station's youngest member just weeks after the station launched. It's been a pleasure to watch Tyler, then only 24 years old, grow Orange County's only FM. I was especially impressed when Tyler brought on Monica Silva as development director. Monica's one of my favorite women in Chicago, present company excluded. Wow. And she recently led the station in receiving the prestigious Radio Community Service grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, these are funders of the prestigious NPR and PBS. This was a major coup for our station. Over the years, my son and I have won many contests and subsequent prizes, including one that led me to meet Mo Langley, who is one of our guests today.
Hi.
Hey, Mo.
So about 4 years ago, Mo donated 5 personal training sessions and free admission to the Turkey Trot, and I happened to win that. And so Mo and I have been friends ever since, and I did my personal training sessions. And so she started a not-for-profit recently, so she's going to talk about that in just a bit. because, she runs, as I said, the Sandy Feet Initiative, but we're going to start out with veteran radio host and...
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Right? Just because we want to learn from him here.
Oh, James boy. Even Better knew we were talking about him.
Tyler's
veteran. I was talking about Tyler.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, so James and I met at El Moro Elementary School when I was on the green team, and it was my son's first year there. We held an essay contest for the kids regarding the ocean, and James donated prizes and was a judge for the essay. His impact is lasting. My son is now going into high school, and last week I just overheard him telling his friends that he was taking environmental science just because of James and all he learned from James. So that's he's awesome. A special, special in our lives. So James, you want to talk a little bit about the Eco Warrior Initiative?
Sure. The foundation, the Eco Warrior Foundation became a 501c3 in April of 2014. And we primarily focus on beach cleanups and upstream. So I think to this day, we've hosted about 35 cleanups worldwide and removed over 15,000 pounds of trash.
Wow.
From our beaches and oceans and waterways. And now we're beginning to focus going upstream and cleaning. Because really, when you do a beach cleanup, you're kind of being reactive.
Right.
So we want to be more proactive and go upstream and get it before it actually reaches.
Good idea.
And then now we're looking at other regions of coastline around the world and identifying those problem areas and putting together teams and going to those areas abroad and cleaning up those places.
So how do you choose the teams?
We work with local communities
and
people, and we have people on the ground there in different areas. We've done that... I think it was 5 years ago, Uluwatu.
Okay.
Yeah, we helped them remove about 3 tons of trash behind the public bathrooms.
3 tons. Ew.
It was basically hiding in plain sight. But we were invited to partner with local nonprofits in the area, and everyone came together. And then one part of it is removing it.
Right.
But in some areas in third world countries, you have to implement infrastructure. Right. So we did that. They actually didn't even understand the concept of trashmen coming and collecting their trash and having cans. So we actually had to teach them that. And and put together a trash removal system for them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in some areas, they just honestly don't know any other way.
It's not part of their culture.
No. Yeah. So there's always, you know, like we have different catchwords like educate, activate, motivate, and initiate. And so...
Wonderful. Well, we have a call, if you'd like to take that. Hello, KX93.5, takeover. They're gone.
They're nervous.
Okay. All right. So, and you recently held a fundraiser with one of your partners, the British Hair Company.
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. We raised about $10,000. The British Hair Company, Paul, is one of the best people in town, and his wife. And, you know, it's always nice, like, you know, people talk about the community, but sometimes we have to, you know, have community-based events like this, and we bring people together, and it creates, you know, lasting relationships and friendships, and you know, that's what our town's all about.
It really is, and our radio is an integral part of that. So, again, to support KX93.5, you can call us at 949-715-5936, and please don't hang up this time. And or you can go to kx93.5.com/takeover, and there you can basically to give us credit. So we're trying to win the Silver Tongue Award, although some would argue that, well, especially a couple of us have already won that award. Anyway, so anything else you'd like to talk to us about regarding?
No, I'm kind of anxious to hear, you know, about your thing.
Oh, put me on
the Sandy Feet Initiative.
Sandy Feet Initiative.
That's only if I'm next, though, okay?
Yeah, I was going to play one more song, and I'm just teasing you.
You're killing me.
Go ahead.
I'm Mo Langley, and I started a nonprofit last July called Sandy Feet Initiative. And Sandy Feet Initiative is beach programming that's aimed at the siblings of children of special needs. For years, I have been volunteering with different programs, beach programs with the special needs kids, some pool programs like Special Fishies and Best Day Foundation, and realized that there was a whole lot of siblings running around on the beach. So I would be holding this little kid that was rigid on a boogie board, and the mom would be freaking out, and she'd have three kids running around her in circles. So it just occurred to me that the siblings needed something for themselves, too. Mm-hmm. So I started doing some research online, and I was amazed at how few programs there are for these kids and how badly they're needed. We actually went to a training in Phoenix with a man named Don Meyer, who runs a program called Sibling Support Network. And he's actually the first one that did any programming for these kids. And he travels around the world training people to be facilitators of sib shops. He and I, of course, hit it off immediately, and I got even more passionate about what I want with these kids because they're so incredibly special and people don't ever think of them. It just kills me when I have to explain to people what they need. I mean, they need recognition. They need parent time. They need information. Their lives will be affected by having a special needs sibling forever.
What ages do you work with?
We work with 7 through 12 or 13 right about now. I'm looking at, in the fall, doing a program for 14 to about 16. Just once a week, maybe doing a little program with the teenagers, taking them out, paddle out in St. Clemente or something.
Or in the harbor. Stay away from the sharks.
Let's not talk about sharks. I just got that feeling
James
again.
Yeah, James saw a shark last week.
I saw a shark 2 weeks ago.
She was telling me her story.
My story was nasty.
What happened?
It circled my board and then bumped it.
Ooh.
Some part of it hit my board, yeah. Same spot where James saw it, too. So I'm out of there for a while.
Just battle inside the harbor and you'll be safe.
Yeah. Well, I like Doheny anyway. I'm a longboarder.
Yeah.
Well, that brings me to our next song, which is by the same artist from the first song, Party. It sounds like Party, P-A-R-T-Y, but it's P-A-R-D-I. They're a Chicago-based band. 19 years old. They started when they were 14. I'll tell you a little bit more about them after I Still See Your Face.
There's no truth in these dreams I chase. Out of sight, I still see your face. Even though things fall into place, can't deny, I still see your face. There's no truth in these dreams I chase. Out of sight, I still see your face. Even though things fall into place, can't deny, I still see your face.
Just to see your face.
Part A. They'll be calling in, I believe, to talk with us, but right now we have another caller. Hello, caller, you're on KX93.5.
Hello, this is Tom Spry.
Tom Spry, that sounds familiar.
I hope it does. I'm in Arizona, far, far away from anything that looks like an ocean.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So I have one question, Kay. Did you institute a swear jar with Mo?
No, I thought I only had to worry about that with Karen Petty, but actually I should have.
I have a big sign in front of me that says,
don't worry, honey. There's a huge sign that says absolutely no swearing. Yeah. And I'm staring right at it.
Yep. Yeah, we should take a picture of you and Karen with that.
Yeah. I was just thinking that if you did something now, I can exhaust the amount of words it would take to make my donation.
Oh, don't even.
Station.
Don't even.
With a 3-second delay.
No, don't even.
Are you going to, so how many multiples of, you know, so for every dollar that she, you know, if she
basically
slips.
Basically, we want to know how much you're giving this radio.
Yeah,
is there a soft
spare? Spit it out, Tom.
See, that was Karen.
It's all about the Benjamins. I understand. I think we have a nonprofit ourselves somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, I really wanted to tell you that coming from the outside looking in with the Sanity Feed, even though I'm a co-founder, seeing the joy that the kids have being involved with Mo and the team on the beach is really been exciting and uplifting for me, and really gives me a cause d'être with what Mo is trying to achieve.
Yeah, she's a gifted leader. gifted, you're lucky to have her.
I'm a gifted kid.
Kid at heart.
Exactly.
Forever young.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Forever young.
Thanks for calling in.
And so I have, I'm going to continue to support the station, and I hope folks reach out to Mo and to learn more about the organization itself.
Sounds wonderful. Tyler, you want to transfer him to Monica?
Thank you, honey.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye. Okay. So we don't have any other callers right now. So I wanted to tell you a little bit more about Party.
Keep going, Kay.
Actually, why don't you guys finish that conversation that you started when I shushed you about the surfboards.
Were we talking about surfboards?
The surfboards.
Yeah, donating surfboards or anything
donating
else.
Donating surfboards. I had actually, I did have 6 surfboards donated by Doyle Surfboards. So shout out to them. That was pretty rad.
Oh, that's nice.
Free boards. That doesn't happen very
often. We were talking
about
beach cleanups.
We were talking about beach cleanups.
Okay.
And if you need bags and gloves, that the foundation would be happy to.
That'd be awesome. We actually do a beach cleanup. I was telling James when we were off the air that we actually do a couple of minutes of beach cleanup. Well, sometimes it turns into longer because the kids really enjoy it. They like counting. Mm-hmm. And we say everybody's got to pick up 5 pieces of trash. And every time they go to the beach or they go to our local park or anything,
that's a good
rule. Concentrate on picking up 5 pieces of trash before you go home.
I would up that to 10.
Yeah, because
for educational purposes,
you get $1 for every piece.
You know what?
Yeah.
Just 5 is big. 2 is big. You know, at least get some thinking not to leave it there.
Sure.
Right? Because then their friend will be able to pick it up and it counts as their 5.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, most of the studies show that when you give someone a goal like that, they'll try to surpass it. Mm-hmm. So,
Starting with 5 is good.
And yeah.
And to me, littering is one thing, but walking past litter.
Is
and not
horrible.
Picking up.
Yeah,
it's almost worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always had a huge thing about
people throwing
litter.
Things out the window. I'm like, I almost want to just honk
butts.
The horn. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, I know. The other day we were driving, this woman threw a cigarette out the window, and I said to my son, take a picture of that. You know, and I'm like, I don't know. I just
call
go
it
nuts.
Into the police.
I know.
Call TMZ.
Anyway, Party. The 19-year-old DJ producer duo is taking the world by storm with hundreds of thousands of streams worldwide. Their latest album, featuring the hit single Long Way Down, charted at number 6 on the U.S. dance charts. Their remix of Mike Williams' Don't Hurt has over 100,000 streams on SoundCloud. Growing up in the north side of Chicago, Jacob Silverstein and Patrick Breslin have both been involved in music from a very young age. Their combined talents, and keep in mind these guys are 19, are in classical piano, percussion, guitar, trumpet, songwriting, and music theory. Fletch Four was their first band that they started when they were 14. As their musical abilities and tastes grow, they came to love electronic dance music and decided to form the DJ-producer duo Party. So we played 2 of their pieces, and hopefully they'll have the opportunity to call in and we just wanted to introduce them because this is our first time on the radio, so, which is a very common thing at KX 93.5. They are very supportive of new artists, and many of the songs and pieces that they play have never been played before. So at this point, I think we will introduce Karen Petty, there's probably, other than our callers from far away, there are very few people that don't know of Karen. She is an artist at the Sawdust Festival, and she also runs the Laguna Beach Sanctuary, right?
Laguna Beach Sanctuary, that's my home. Mm-hmm. That is a short-term rental, which is probably some of my infamy.
Yes, but one of the few legal ones.
Thank you.
Shall we say she's been very and no swearing. She's been very.
Uh-oh. Now you're on the spot.
She's been very instrumental in making and sort of pushing forward that movement. So Karen, you want to talk a little bit about what you're doing?
Well, first of all, I'm Karen Petty. I'm an artist in Laguna. Basically, that is my mantra. I'm excited about raising money for the radio station, And I know everybody else is excited about this radio station, which I never really got to express my community feeling for Tyler, who got this whole thing going, and I'm excited to keep it going because I think the collective force that's happening with this radio station is amazing. It brings our community closer together. It brings the arts together. It brings me and Kay together. Hey, Kay.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Hey, James. First time we met formally. Very nice. Mo. We're
hey,
jogging
girl.
On the beach. Sandy feet.
I don't jog anymore. I'll surf, though.
Okay.
Oh,
so anyway, I'm an artist in Laguna. I'm getting ready. I'm doing a body of works. Tyler. I'm cash poor but art rich. I can donate a painting. How about that?
Woo-hoo! Awesome.
I got a thumbs up. Thank you, Tyler. That's all I can get you right now. And it's going to be a good painting. But I think Kay wanted to talk about a show that I'm in up at L.A. There's eight artists exhibiting at. Go ahead, Kay.
Yeah, it's called Viva La Valva. And Viva La Valva is a movement created and organized by a resident physician, Kara Quant, and I think Kara's listening. She's an internal medicine resident at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. She noticed how men's sexual issues are regularly discussed in the medical community, but women's sexual health issues are often overlooked. So she understands that language, the language of art, can be used for education and as a means of healing. So she
She's marrying art and women's health issues, which as a resident in the medical field, she realized that women's health issues don't get full play.
So this not-for-profit is actually, before I forget, the closing party is Saturday night at the Wren Gallery in
We're
LA.
Going, by the way.
We're going, yes, we'll be there. You can meet Karen Petty.
The Wren Gallery?
Yeah, Wren
Gallery. R-E-N.
It's on Santee in downtown L.A. So the not-for-profit seeks to break the barriers that stop both men and women from talking and learning about female sexual health, define female sexuality in a way that transcends race, culture, age, and geography, and creates a safe, engaging platform through art and medical expertise to normalize the concept of female sexual health.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention that it's closing this weekend.
Yeah.
We're having a closing party. We have a driver. Okay, anybody else wants to come with us?
We do have a driver.
Rick is driving us. But more importantly is there's eight artists in the show. And next to each painting is a description of a woman's health issue. And being a woman myself, I have to say I learned
with
a lot.
But you have
I learned. I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And I have three paintings there, and I have some interesting pink slips next to my painting. So hopefully you'll get a chance to go up there. And I know, Kay, you have another woman's project going yourself, so maybe this is a good time to segue.
Yeah, I think it is. I need to send her a text because she's going to be calling in, and I want to play. We need to catch up on our music a little. We're going to start with our second set. This is this music comes from my second home, Chicago. This particular band is called Jeff Matthews, and so we're going to play three of his pieces: Green, Cabrini Green, and Wisdom of Drones, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about Jeff, who in his free time is a surgeon in the chair of surgery at University of Chicago. He also skateboards around the halls of University of Chicago Medical Center.
Sounds like
so
fun.
He's a fun guy.
Chicago's okay. Fun, too.
Yeah.
Chicago is
fun. It is. Okay.
In the middle of December, it hit 100 degrees. Up there's a hurricane blowing, used to be a summer breeze. I can't handle the guilt, the calm driving is a mess.
That's what Fannie Mae said to Freddie Mac. And it's all for one, but not a lot for all. Some gonna rise and some gotta fall. And others stand in line, try to save a little something for the 99.
We are back at KX 93.5 Takeover. We have 23 minutes left, and we have raised $500 so far, and we're hoping to at least double that. So there's still a little time left. And as I said, you do have the week to make those commitments. And I will, of course, be following up with each and every one of you. That last song, Cabrini Green by Jeff Matthews, the people in those lyrics are real. Annie Ricks was the very last resident of the Cabrini Green projects in Chicago, and it references her being moved by the Chicago Housing Authority down to a new apartment. The other is Brother Bill, whom most people that are from Chicago know about. He's a Catholic social worker who used to try to save the kids from joining gangs, and he started the Brothers and Sisters of Love, who believe that love is the antidote to gang violence. The song itself is a semi-tribute stylistically to the Kinks song Village Green Preservation Society. So as Karen mentioned, there's another not-for-profit. Well, mine is, will be coming up. But I wanted to also mention, so we go now from women to children, a friend of mine, a new friend of mine, and those of you that know me know that I like to work in galleries or boutiques for fun. I try to reserve every Tuesday as my creative day. So currently on Tuesdays, I am at Just Looking Boutique, where I met Dawn Wilson. Dawn is the founder of New Dawn Media, as well as the globally recognized initiative called the International Parental Abduction Association. That's internationalparentalabduction.org. Dawn will be calling in a moment to talk a little bit about her story and how she got involved. In the meantime, we are going to play another song, and this is by Lovejoy. Lovejoy is Dave Matthews and several other band members, which we will catch up on after the song. This next song is In the Sand by Lovejoy.
Bum, 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 bum,
by the water rising.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I believe we have Dawn Wilson on the phone, speaking of beautiful. Dawn, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, thanks so much for calling in. So I said a few words about your organizations, but we wanted to say hello and just have you say a few words as well.
Great. Hi. My name is Dawn Wilson, and I'm with the International Parental Abduction Association. And I've had the association for about 10 years now, and we help parents who've had their child abducted to foreign countries get their child returned back to America and vice versa. If the child has been abducted to America from a foreign country, we also help parents in that situation as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty intense situation, obviously, and I think, you know, one of the my goals in during this time was to really kind of provide a little microcosm of the work that KX93.5 does in making connections to the community. The station immerses itself into the arts, cultural events, and music. They give back to Laguna Beach by supporting businesses, not-for-profits, LGBTQ art students, and more. And many of our events, they broadcast live. And it's just always really fun to see that big yellow car and be on the radio. So, Dawn, I really appreciate you calling in, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up, just briefly, I wanted to do a shout out to the Penguin, who is our breakfast sponsor.
The Penguin Cafe, yay.
Everybody loves a penguin. Yes.
Love the penguin.
Love that place.
And also a thank you to Katie Shaw, who donated $50 online. So please remember kx93.5.com/takeover. You just pull down on the menu, and we'll get credit for your donation to the radio station, and you can always call in at 949-715-5936. And speaking of donations, we heard Karen Petty made her donation of a piece of art to the radio station today. No pressure, but James?
No pressure.
What are
no
your
pressure.
Thoughts on that donation?
My thoughts?
Yeah.
On hers?
Yeah.
I love her work.
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
You're
not feeling
you
a little guilty or anything? No?
I'm making a donation.
Oh, okay. Tell us about it.
$100 donation.
Yay, James.
Thank you. Woo.
On behalf of the Eco War Foundation.
Awesome.
Eco Warrior.
That's eco/warrior.org.
Yeah.
You have to use the www, though, I found out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So.
Weird. Yeah, I noticed that, too.
I never noticed that because I've never put in www.
When
I do it.
It's because your computer knows who you are by now because you probably.
I hope my computer knows who I am.
Yeah, that's true.
And not to sound like I'm slacking off because that was my husband, Tom's bride, that made a pledge.
So oh, I didn't know. Yeah, okay, yay, Tom.
We know Tom you're without not a slacking. You just have sandy feet.
Okay. Yes. All the time, actually. Sandy bed.
That's so perfect.
Okay, so it looks like we're up to 750. And a little under 15 minutes to go, so there's still time. We'd like to make it to 1,000 this hour if we could. We'd really appreciate that. This radio station is such an important part of our lives. The next song we're going to play in honor of Mo is Sand Castle. And again, that's another one by Lovejoy out of Chicago.
Tripping gone until I can breathe, don't speak. I guess you want it all.
Here we are back at KX93.5 Takeover slash, KX93.5 slash Takeover. Okay, all I remembered was the Takeover part. No. Karen mentioned earlier that I'm also the founder and CEO of an emerging not-for-profit. It's called Reverberation 5.0, a collective for women over 50. We're transforming the outdated narrative for women as we grow older and empowering women over 50 to incubate and embrace new ways to live in vitality and are creating and pioneering cutting-edge solutions to changing that narrative. One of our first projects is healing trauma in the workplace, including addressing the very sad issue of women bullying women in the workplace. You may watch us grow at reverberation50.org, and that's reverberation50.org. And last but certainly not least, the moment that all of our friends in Israel have been waiting for, the music of Asaf Hadar, who is a very dear to me, and we also met in Chicago. He has two well-received albums so far behind him and a third in the works. He wants to do one big live show each year and continue to focus on recording. As far as touring goes, Asaf tells me he's done with that. There was another word after that, but I can't use it on the air. Asaf is a...
What did it start with?
Yeah, well, I could... Asaf is a renowned chef whom I consistently encourage to do a cookbook because his food is the ultimate in food porn. Oops, can I... Yeah. You will see what I mean if you follow Asaf on Instagram at Art of Anxiety. You can find him on Apple Music, and all the artists can be found on Apple Music, and more about each one of them, which I didn't really do justice to, and I feel really bad. Anyway, we are going to be playing a couple songs. You still have time to call in and donate, and or go online, as I said. We will be playing Who's the Sunshine and Key to Me.
Thank you.
here we are at the end of our hour. We will be playing one more song by Asaf Hadar of Anxiety. But I just wanted to thank James and Mo and Karen for coming today. We're over our $1,000 mark.
Yay!
And but that doesn't mean we still don't need you, because that was just for this hour while we were here. Again, it's 949. I'm going to give you the office line now, 715-4859. And then, of course, kx93.5.com/takeover. And then we, before we start the next song, Karen has a little message.
We have Kelly Boyd. I'm looking at him. He's out in the foyer waiting to come in to help Tyler and the radio station raise money. And he is our current mayor. I've known Kelly for 30 years. Hi, Kelly. I'm talking about you. Yay.
We're all waving.
He's going to come in and sit with Tyler. And I believe this is his last term on city council, so let's pay attention. And I think Kelly's going to raise a lot of money this next hour.
We love you, Kelly.
We love you, Kelly.
Okay, here it is, Asaf Hadar. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
Stars of endless nights, leaves of autumn sighs. Time.